Why some religions forbid mediumship and why others embrace it. Mediumship has a rich historical and cultural context that varies significantly across different societies. In many cultures, the practice of communicating with spirits has roots in ancient traditions. For instance, indigenous tribes often relied on shamans or spiritual leaders to mediate between the physical and spiritual realms. These figures played crucial roles in their communities, guiding rituals, healing practices, and decision-making processes. The historical significance of mediumship in these societies underscores its importance as a means of understanding the world beyond the tangible. In contrast, Western societies have experienced a more complex relationship with mediumship. The rise of spiritualism in the 19th century marked a pivotal moment in the history of mediumship as it gained popularity among the middle classes. This movement sought to provide evidence of life after death through seances and other practices. The cultural context of this period, characterized by rapid industrialization and scientific advancement, created a fertile ground for exploring spiritual phenomena. The fascination with mediumship during this time reflects broader societal questions about existence, mortality, and the nature of reality. Summary: mediumship has a long history in various cultures, often intertwined with religious and spiritual beliefs. Different religious beliefs have varying attitudes towards mediumship, with some embracing it and others fearing interference from malevolent spirits. The belief in the sole authority of deities or spiritual leaders can influence attitudes towards mediumship in different religious traditions. Colonialism and missionary work have had a significant impact on the perception of mediumship, sometimes leading to its demonization as idolatry or witchcraft. In modern religious practices, there has been an evolution in attitudes towards mediumship, with some embracing it as a tool for spiritual guidance and healing. The role of mediumship in different religious beliefs. The role of mediums in traditional religions. For example, in certain African traditional religions, mediums are revered as conduits for ancestral spirits. They facilitate communication between the living and the deceased, providing guidance and wisdom to their communities. This role is not merely functional, it is deeply embedded in the cultural identity of these societies. Skepticism in mainstream religions. Conversely, in more mainstream religions such as Christianity, mediumship often faces scrutiny. Many denominations view it with suspicion, associating it with heresy or deviation from orthodox beliefs. The biblical admonitions against necromancy contribute to this perception. Log in to view the full content. You need to log in to view the full post content. Log in, one-click register.